Now, look at that couch. Now, this is something you could consider for your new office, although I'm not sure how well that, what is that sort of linen is going to wear? Oh, you know what I'm going to wear to the opera fundraiser Friday night, or is it Saturday? I'll check my book. A lovely linen shirt with my new Xenia suit. That's a funny word, Xenia. The G is silent. Silent G like lasagna.
Niles? Yes? Do you notice that? You've been awfully chatty lately.
No, but Daphne mentioned it to me this morning. Oh, what about this one? Fraser, you really must make a decision. We've been to 6 stores already. And, oh, that reminds me. I must cancel our squash game tomorrow.
Just don't you hear that?
Yes, now that you mention it, I do. It's sort of like a nervous tick of some kind. I wonder what could be causing it.
Well, let's see. You do have a baby on the way. Perhaps your incessant jabbering is just a way of distracting yourself from this life-changing event.
How could I have missed something so obvious?
Well, it's not so hard to believe. You were 15 before you realized there was a correlation between getting beaten up every day and going to school in a Panama hat. Niles! Mm-hmm. Does that woman look familiar to you?
No, but you know what does? This couch. We're back where we started. Will you pick something?
Oh, my God! That's Ronnie Lawrence.
Who?
She used to babysit for us. Oh, my God. I had a crush on her. She's the first girl to ever break my heart. I used to watch her through the banister making out with her boyfriend, Chad. Ronnie Lawrence. She's the fiend who told me all those ghastly bedtime stories about tiny insects that would crawl into my ears and eat my brain. Earwigs. I wore a football helmet to bed for a month after that.
Yes, I know. You really had Dad's hopes up there for a while.
Excuse me. Are you a Ronnie Lawrence?
No, that's what it says on my driver's... Wait a sec. Frasier? Oh, my
Hi, Ronnie.
God, it is you.
Oh, good to see you. Niles and I were just...
Niles! Oh, my God, little nervous Niles. I can't believe it.
Well, it's all terribly true.
Oh, you look fantastic.
Oh, well, it's a lot of work.
Of course it is. You know, exercise and dieting and
no,
all.
No, I've had a lot of work. Oh. Every time anything sags, no, no. drags, or bags, I get Dr. Goldman right on top of it. And then I call a plastic surgeon.
Oh.
Funny. Well, it's nice running into you.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Niles, we've got a moment, I think. So what have you been up to?
Oh, I sing and play the piano at the Wellington Hotel.
Oh, great, yeah. great.
Of course, I know what you do, Mr. Big Time Radio Shrink.
Oh, well, actually, I'm getting back into private practice as well. In fact, we're here today picking out a couch for my new office. I saw you, checking out the Barker loungers. You buying a chair for your husband?
Only if it's wired for electricity. We're divorced.
Oh, well, you know, you must come by the house to do a proper catch-up. I know my dad would love to see you again.
Well, actually, I'm free tonight.
Well, then how about cocktails around 7? I'm at the Elliott Bay Towers on the counterbalance.
Right. It'll be just like old times. Oh. Except you get to stay up late. Hey, Niles, do you remember when I used to tell you those scary bedtime stories?
No, not really.
Yeah, you thought that there were earwig eggs on all the furniture, and you started taking one of those hankies out and wiping off all the chairs before you'd sit in them because you were afraid that...
Nothing still, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad. You know, for a while there, I was afraid that maybe I scarred you for life.
Beep.
Well, I gotta run. I'll see you guys tonight.
All right, bye.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Niles.
Oh, she put her fingers in my ears.
I know. I understand. Give it a good wipe. That's...
So, Frasier, did you find a couch?
No. I must have tested 100 for him.
You know, I have some sympathy, Niles. Obviously, my foot dragging is a kind of avoidance. After all, I haven't been in private practice for 12 years. Maybe I don't have the skills anymore.
Well, don't worry. Your patients will never notice.
Yes, well, if he doesn't pick a couch soon, his patients will be lying on the floor. What is this? It smells... Oh, it's olive tapenade. You're going to an awful lot of trouble for a drop-by-sometime kind of evening. Here, Daphne, try this. Oh, try one of these. Oh, spring rolls. Oh, we found the best Chinese restaurant today. We're downtown.
Niles!
Sorry.
So got the gift of gab, I see.
I really don't know why you insisted we'd be here tonight.
I just didn't want Ronnie to think I was coming on too strong. I was hoping this reunion might start a countdown toward a future liftoff from Cape... Crane Averill?
If you tortured that metaphor anymore, you'd be before a tribunal in The Hague.
Oh, Dad, hey.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Oh, what's with the fancy spread?
Niles and I ran into Ronnie Lawrence today, and she's coming over for cocktails. You remember our old babysitter?
Oh, yeah, I remember Ronnie. Pretty little thing. Yeah. How's she looking these days?
Out of eyes pulled so tight she could land a role in Flower Drum Song.
She happens to look fabulous, which you will soon see for yourself. She's playing piano down at the Wellington.
Ronnie, hi. Come on in.
Oh, nice.
Good to see you. Meet my sister-in-law, Daphne.
Nice.
And, of course, you remember my dad.
Oh, I sure do. How are you, Mr. Craig?
It's Marty, and I'm just great. Phew, you haven't changed a bit.
Oh, yes, I have. I can legally drink now. Hint, hint.
Oh, right. Would you like a glass of wine?
Yes, thank you.
Great. Dad, why don't you get yourself a beer?
So, Ronnie, what have you been doing all these years?
Singing, mostly. I play at the Rendezvous Room down at the Wellington Hotel.
Oh, it's not that place that revolves.
It used to. It broke 2 years ago.
That's terrific.
Yeah, I had a couple of shots at the big time, you know, sang in some swanky rooms. I even made an album.
Oh.
Ronnie Lawrence, Mood Swings. Sold about 7 copies, and that's when Ronnie Lawrence had herself a real mood swing.
Well, I'm sure the album was just wonderful. You know, maybe I can interest you in a duet a little later.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, wouldn't it, though? I have a feeling that our musical styles just might harmonize.
Ronnie, I bet you really wow them at the Rendezvous.
Well, you know, it's not exactly Carnegie Hall. Most of them are half in the bag and just trying not to spill their drinks. And I'm just talking about the cocktail waitresses.
This girl's a riot!
Dad, could you help me with something in the kitchen?
Now?
Right now.
Hey, don't be too long, you two. Mama likes an audience.
Good, because Daddy likes to watch.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
I was working my magic on her. Why are you so upset?
Because I'm working a little magic of my own, and your magic is mucking up my magic.
I thought you brought her here for me.
Since when do I bring you women? What are you, the Sultan of Brunei?
Hello? What? Oh, you're kidding. Yeah, okay, I guess, yeah. I'll see you in a bit.
Something wrong?
Oh, I have to go into work. I can't believe it. The guy who fills in on my night off called in sick.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh. I promise me we'll do this again.
Oh, you know we will.
Oh, we will. There's no way you can keep us away.
Okay, Frazier, you owe me a duet. It was great to see you, Marty. You should all come down to the club sometime.
Yeah, oh, we can count on that, too. Yeah.
We'll be there with bells off.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
I can't believe the way you are humiliating yourself, a man your age.
Hey, she was flirting with me.
She was flirting with me? You just got caught in the crossfire.
Daphne, you saw it. Which one of us was she attracted to?
How stupid do you think I am? Does it say stupid on my forehead?
Fine, if you insist on humiliating yourself. How's this? I would invite Ronnie over for dinner this weekend, and she can choose for herself. Agreed?
Fine. Make sure she brings a friend, so there's someone for you. I'm going to McGinnis.
You don't suppose he's sneaking down to the Rendezvous, do you?
No. Only a scoundrel would violate a gentleman's agreement that way.
Quite right.
Dad is nothing without an honorable man.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Can we give you a lift down there?
No, I want to freshen up first. See yourselves out!
Don't change a hair for me. You've only got the two. Not if you care for me. It's a good thing you've got money. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Like you've got anywhere else to be. Each day is Valentine's Day. I'm going to take a little break. Try not to kill yourselves from disappointment. Hey,
hi.
Frazier, what a nice surprise.
I guess I just didn't want our little reunion to end so abruptly.
Well, you're not the only one.
I had a feeling you might say that.
There you go, Ronnie.
Thanks.
Hey, Frazier.
Dad?
Yeah, Marty didn't want to call it a night either. He's quite the party guy. Walter, you're alive.
You said you were going to McGinty's. How long have you been here?
45 minutes. You shouldn't have spent so much time on your hair, Louise.
So, boys, who needs a drink?
Yeah, I'll have another beer.
You know, Dad, you really ought to slow down there. You know, at his age, one slip and it's the ICU, and then it's I see you later.
Well, I wouldn't worry about me, Frazier. I don't feel any older now than I did when you were parading around in your mother's heels.
Oh.
Of course, that was just last Christmas.
Listen, I've got to do another set. Are you going to stick around?
Oh, you bet
yeah,
we are.
Absolutely,
yeah. Sure,
yeah.
I wouldn't miss it.
Ronnie got me a ringside table right next to her.
And that's because I want you and your pockets right near my tip jar.
Oh, you're after my money, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Say, Ronnie, it's such a beautiful piano. It's a shame we didn't get a chance to do our duet.
Well, let's do it now.
Really?
Sure. You don't mind scrunching, do you? My bench is a little small.
I don't mind scrunching at all.
Hey, listen, is it just me, or am I getting some signals here tonight?
Oh, it is most definitely not just you.
Hi, drinkers. I'm back. And no, you're not seeing double for once. I have a guest with me tonight. Believe it or not, I used to babysit this guy. I know. How does she stay so young? Aren't they adorable? Please welcome Dr. Frazier Crane.
Yeah.
You know this one?
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, me too. You know, I'd like to sing it to someone special who's here tonight, but, well, I'm afraid it might embarrass him.
Oh, I'm sure your special someone would just love to hear it.
Really? Okay, then. Here goes. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me then, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? I think you're cute, Marty Craig. I think that if your poor hip wasn't stiff, you could dance just terrifically too. I get a kick out of you.
The door's wide open.
Yeah. Pizza guy forgot to close it when he left. What are you doing here?
Don't you remember we had plans to watch Don Giovanni on PBS?
Kind of into Wheel of Fortune right now.
Wow, you look awfully dapper.
Yeah, I'm meeting a friend.
Dad, you don't have to be so coy. I know where you're going.
Having dinner with Ronnie.
Oh, so things are going well?
Oh, yeah, great, great. Turns out she had a crush on me back in the day. She used to sit for you boys.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I better scoot. Okay. See you, boys.
Hi, Dad. Ooh, those profiteroles?
So, did you want one?
No, but thanks for offering. Frazier, what's going on with you? You're showing classic signs of depression.
It's because I'm depressed, you nit.
Why? Ronnie and you aren't compatible. You have few interests in common. She's as coarse
yeah,
as sandpaper.
I know. There was no future for me and Ronnie. It's just... I'm depressed, Niles. I don't know why. Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Wait a minute. I think I can make a really great sandwich out of all my leftover chutneys.
Frazier, you have got to snap out of this. You start seeing patients soon. You realize you're only using food to fill a void. Oh, I forgot to void that check to the dry cleaner. I got my camel coat home. It had a spot the size of a cougar, and I know for a fact it was
Niles.
Not there when I... Sorry. What are you doing with Dad's Velveeta?
Well, what do you think I'm doing with it? I'm going to eat it.
Okay, Frazier, this isn't funny anymore.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
It's Viagra.
They give that away with Velveeta?
No. It's a prescription for Martin Crane.
Why do you suppose he would put it in here?
Well, hiding it, I assume. What better place than a box that Pandora herself would be loath to open?
Dad, what are you doing back so soon?
I forgot something. My umbrella.
Well, you're certainly not gonna find it in the kitchen.
No, I guess not. I just remembered. Ronnie wanted me to get her an appetizer. What looks good? Oh, Velveeta. That goes with anything. All right, well, you boys have got your opera that you want to watch, so I'll just get out of your way. See you later.
Now what?
Okay, okay. We've got time to think. It's going to take him a while to discover that the kills...
All right, where is it?
Frazier took them.
Dad.
Now, this is pretty funny to you, huh?
No, sir.
Then what is it? You still so sore about Ronnie? You're trying to mess things up for me?
No, Dad, I found them by accident. I tried to put them back. I didn't mean to embarrass you. Here.
Oh, forget it. I'm just going to cancel with Ronnie.
Dad.
Now the whole night's ruined anyway. But the important thing is you boys had your little laugh. Well, I'm glad someone enjoyed it, because I'm starting to think that it's just too much trouble. I'm just going to break it off.
Why would you do that, Dad? I mean, you're not going to let what happened tonight end things with Ronnie, are you? Is there something else going on here?
Well, I don't know. Ronnie and I have been getting kind of close this week, and... last night, we started fooling around, and it was great. I mean, I was rounding the bases. Coach was waving me in. There wasn't even going to be a play at the plate.
Dad, it's us.
Oh, right. Well, anyway, that's when something happened. Or didn't happen. Which has never not happened before. So I decided today to go out and get some... cheese. I just couldn't stop picturing her the way she looked when she was a teenager. It was creepy. And even with cheese, I don't think I'd ever feel good about being with her.
Dad, when she was babysitting for us, did you ever notice her?
Yeah, she was a very pretty girl.
And did Mom ever notice you noticing?
Oh, yeah. We even had a fight once about it.
Well, there you are. You're still feeling guilt and shame for being attracted to her all those years ago. But she's an adult now. You really should allow yourself to explore these feelings.
Very good, Frazier. Oh.
Thank you, Niles. You know, perhaps my depression over losing Ronnie was actually rooted in my feelings for her from long ago as well. After all, she's the first woman to reject me. No, she never knew it. Perhaps by pursuing her again, I was hoping to undo that first rejection, thereby erasing all the subsequent rejections in my life and giving myself a much-needed shot of self-esteem. Did you hear that? My analytical skills are on fire!
Yes, and your own horn-tooting skills haven't abandoned you either.
Well... so much for worrying about whether I'm ready to get back into private practice. The answer is a resounding yes.
Yes, well, you better be sure, because it's a completely different animal. And, oh, I just remembered, the zoo's having a fundraiser. I signed you up for $200. That's the safari level. You know who has malaria?
Niles!
Mrs. Do you realize that your babbling kicks in whenever I talk about my return to private practice?
Perhaps this condition of yours has less to do with baby jitters and more to do with my entering your domain. My God! If I
get any hotter, I'm gonna set off the sprinklers.
Oh, get over yourself. Why shouldn't I be anxious? Can't I ever have one thing that's just mine? It's like when I discovered backgammon or fencing or
Niles. Relax. It's okay. You are an excellent psychiatrist. I couldn't eclipse you if I tried.
Thanks.
You're sure?
Yes.
Splendid. And Dad, you should go down and see Ronnie. She must like you an awful lot, considering who she passed up.
I don't know. I know it sounds crazy, but I just keep seeing her in that ponytail and that parochial school uniform.
Ronnie didn't go to parochial school.
She didn't?
No, that was our other babysitter, Sally.
Oh, right. Sally the slut. I liked her.
You mean all this time I've been thinking she was someone else? See ya.
Dad, don't you want your cheese?
Nope. Thanks, boys, but I'm working without a net.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Quite stylish.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.